Honey, hello, Douglas.
Hello, yes. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, too. What's on the sports menu this evening?
Well, yes, we kick off with tennis. Thank you. Andy Murray came from a set down to beat David Ferrer 5-7, 6-2, 7-5 in the final of the Vienna Open. The victory means he moves ahead of the Spaniard in the race to qualify for the World Tour Finals. The 27-year-old Murray broke his opponent three times in the final set before serving out the match to win only his second title of the year. The win means the Briton leapfrogs Ferrer, who moves up to eighth in the race to London. The top eight players at the end of the regular season will qualify. Tomas Berdych also closed in on his place at the World Tour Finals with a victory at the Stockholm Open, where he also came from a set down to beat Grigor Dimitrov 5-7, 6-4, 6-4. The Czech now sits seventh in the world, while Bulgarian Dimitrov hopes of qualifying for the O2 are fading. Cilic won the Crimson Cup with a 6-4, 6-4 victory over Spaniard Roberto Bautista Agut. Meanwhile, Serena Williams has beaten Anna Inovic 6-4, 6-4 in the first match of the World Tour Finals in Singapore. The best women tennis players across the globe have gathered for the traditional end-of-season event, with Serena Williams a hot favorite to claim a personal hat-trick of WTA Tour Finals in Singapore. The world number one, who also won the tournament in 2001 and 2009, is on course for a third consecutive season-ending title following victories in the last 2 years. The top eight players of the season have qualified for this elite event along with eight double teams. The action is being held at the Singapore Indoor Stadium, which has a capacity of 10,000 and takes over from Istanbul following an exclusive 5-year deal to stage the tournament. In African football, there's a growing doubt about the host of the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations tournament after Morocco asked CAF to postpone the tournament. From Lagos, Nigeria, Nightline Africa's Segun on the dot at AMA has the details. Hello, Segun.
Good evening, Douglas, and good evening, Africa. Is the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations in trouble? Well, it seems so. Morocco has asked African soccer's governing body, CAF, to postpone the tournament because of the Ebola outbreak. CAF has rejected the call and even written to some countries to be on standby to host. But indications so far are that no country is willing to host the tournament due to start on January 17th and run through February 8th. So what is the situation right now? Nothing definitive will be known about the tournament until early next month, when CAF President Issa Hayatou is due to meet the Moroccan authorities to discuss their request for postponement. For now, Morocco has played down its request for the tournament to be deferred to a later date. Morocco's sports minister has now claimed his country does not want to jeopardize the tournament, but would like to discuss the potential health implications with CAF. There is no way we are talking about the cancellation of the tournament, Mohamed Ouzine says. We are talking with CAF to find a solution. This past week, CAF asked seven countries whether they would be able to step in at the last minute to host the 16-nation three-week tournament, should Morocco withdraw. South Africa gave a lukewarm response. There are just too many factors to consider for South Africa if we are to host a tournament of this magnitude, Sports Minister Fikile Mbalula says in a statement. Our major concern is the cost implication of such a tournament when South Africa is currently grappling with its own fiscal challenges, he says. Ebola is also a major concern to the South African authorities, who say the tournament may also pose a challenge on how they grapple with the outbreak. Ghana's Sports Minister Mahama Yariga has also confirmed CAF's letter, asking his country to consider hosting the tournament. But Ghana has not said whether or not it will be willing to host Africa's football extravaganza next year. The country is bidding for the 2017 edition. However, the umbrella Ghana Medical Association, GMA, has kicked against the country hosting the 2015 tournament. GMA official Justice Yangsin warns that it will be risky to accept CAF's request because of the dangers of Ebola on the population. He says all stakeholders need to look at the CAF request properly before a decision is taken. Nearly 4,500 people have died from the worst Ebola outbreak on record, with the epicenter of the outbreak located in the three West African countries of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. At least five West African nations, Ghana, Mali, Togo, Burkina Faso, and Senegal, are in the top running to pick the tickets to the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations, which may explain Morocco's fears about the spread of the virus to its territory during the tournament. Talking of Ebola fears, African players in Europe are feeling the backlash from the outbreak of the virus. A Sierra Leone player has been asked to stay away from his club in Greece after competing in African Nations Cup qualifiers. John Camara has been told by Greek second division club Lamia to stay away for the next 3 weeks after he returned from playing for Sierra Leone against Cameroon. During the Nations Cup qualifiers, Sierra Leone's footballers were confined to their hotel in Cameroon and had their temperatures checked twice daily. And a French club has ordered the player to have medical tests on his return from Africa. Ivory Coast fullback Siaka Tien, who played in two matches against the Democratic Republic of Congo over the last week, was asked to undergo a medical examination on his return to his French club Montpellier on Friday. It was reported last week that Guinea international Lars Bangoura was asked by his club not to play in his country's Nations Cup qualifiers against Ghana. But it turned out that the Spanish-based player had not even been called up for the matches.
Hi, this is VOA's Sonny Young of the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm in Lagos, and you're listening to my friend Segun Dot on the spot Adeyemi and Nightline Africa Sports.
Thank you, Sonny. I'm glad you are having a great visit to Nigeria. What with the prodigious reception for you by Brilla FM, Africa's number one sports radio station, right here in Lagos on Friday. Keep enjoying your stay, my friend. Away from the Ebola crisis and football now, the stage is set for the knockout semi-final stage of the ongoing 2014 African Women's Championship in Namibia, with the conclusion of the group matches on Saturday. In the double-header semi-final slated for Wednesday at the Sam Nujoma Stadium in the Namibian capital, Windhoek, South Africa will take on perennial champion Nigeria, while Cameroon and Ivory Coast will slug it out. South Africa squeezed into the semi-final stage after beating Algeria 5-1 in their last Group B game on Saturday. The South Africans finished the group on 4 points, two behind leader Cameroon. Though the Cameroonians lost 1-0 to Ghana in their final Group B game, also on Saturday, that did not prevent them from finishing top of the group and advancing to the knockout stage. For its part, Nigeria knocked out host Namibia with a 2-0 win on Friday in their final Group A match. The Nigerians finished the group stage on a clean slate, amassing the maximum 9 points. Ivory Coast and Zambia played 1-1 in the other final Group A match on Friday, but the Ivorians still joined Nigeria in the semifinals. The third place match and the final are slated for October 25th. The African Women's Championship is also a qualifying tournament for the FIFA Women's World Cup. The top three finishers at the ongoing edition of the African Championship will represent the continent at the 2015 FIFA Women's World Cup in Canada. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Segun Adeyemi in Lagos. Now sending it back to Douglas the Mighty Mpuga in Washington.
Thanks, Segun. Nightline Africa, Segun on the dot, Adeyemi reporting from Lagos. Now, the news just coming in, South Africa is not ready to host the Africa Cup of Nations in January if Morocco withdraws because of the Ebola epidemic, Sports Minister Fikile Mbalula has just said. The minister tweeted, hosting Africa Cup of Nations is a no-no. He later told South African media that the country had a responsibility to help fight the Ebola epidemic that has killed more than 4,500 people, mainly in West Africa. Adding, in his words, we do not have a ready-made abundance of resources to be shifted to the Africa Cup of Nations.
VOA! I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is www.facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, www.facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
Yes, let's now join Daybreak Africa's Mark Homer in Johannesburg, South Africa, for more sports news. Mark begins with athletics.
Kenyan Abraham Cheruben won the Medio Maraton de Valencia Trinidad Alfonso in Valencia, Spain on Sunday. His winning time of 58 minutes and 48 seconds is not just a personal best, but also the world's quickest half marathon in the last 2 years. Cheruben is the fifth fastest half marathon runner of all time. Fellow Kenyans Kenneth Kipkemboi and Matthew Kisorio were second and third respectively. Meanwhile, two-time world cross-country champion Emily Chebet set a course record of 1 hour, 8 minutes and 1 second to lead Margaret Muriuki and Beatrice Mutai in a Kenyan 1-2-3 triumph in the women's event. In Netherlands, Kenyan Bernard Kipyego prevailed at the Amsterdam Marathon in a personal best of 2 hours, 6 minutes and 22 seconds on Sunday. His training partner Lucas Rotich and John Mwangangi followed him across the finish line in personal bests of 2 hours, 7 minutes and 18 seconds and 2 hours, 7 minutes and 28 seconds respectively, to complete a 1-2-3 Kenyan triumph. Ethiopian Gutema Shone won the women's race in 2 hours, 28 minutes and 35 seconds, while Kenyan Olga Kimayo was second in 2 hours, 29 minutes and 15 seconds. Diana Nukuri Johnson was third in a Burundi national record of 2 hours, 29 minutes and 35 seconds. Elsewhere, Ethiopia's Girme Berhanu and Fatuma Sado won the men's and women's races at the Beijing International Marathon on Sunday. Kenya's Joel Kimutai and Pauline Wanjiku prevailed in the men's and women's events at the Bupa Great Birmingham Half Marathon in Britain. Finally, the 2014 GLO Confederation of African Football Awards Gala takes place in Lagos, Nigeria on the 8th of January next year, the Confederation of African Football revealed in Cairo on Sunday. Players and officials who distinguished themselves in football during 2014 will be honored. And that